Zhao An. Is that good?
Is that okay? 好吗？我想还不错吧。
Very difficult language for me.
很困难的一个语言哦。
I believe that everyone wants to hear and know that they are loved and admired.
我相信在座每一位都很希望知道你是被爱的，也是被人家所喜爱的。
So the question is, how do you express the magnitude of your love for someone?
那问题是我们怎么样去向别人表达对这个人的爱呢？
In a 1965 comedy called A Thousand Clowns,
在1965年的一个喜剧叫《一千个小丑》
，A child tells his mother, "I love you six."
那个小孩对他妈妈说我爱你
Because six is as high as that little boy can count.
因为这六是这小孩可以数到数字最高的那个数字。
He's expressing the magnitude of his love using the extent of his knowledge.
这个小孩对他妈妈表达的爱是能够用他所能够理解的表达最高的程度。
In another children's book called Guess How Much I Love You.
另外一个小朋友的书叫做你猜我爱你多深。
A small rabbit tells his father, "I love you right up to the moon."
那个小兔子对他爸爸说，我爱你，爱到像到月亮那么高。
And the father replies, "I love you right up to the moon and back."
那他的爸爸对孩这小兔子说，我爱你是到像月亮那么高，可是还再回来。
Why is it so important to express our love for someone?
为什么对人家表达爱是一个很重要的事呢？
Because our deepest emotional need is the need to feel loved.
因为在我们内心的深处最需要被渴望的就是被爱。
If we're married, the person we would most like to love us is our spouse.
我们如果是已婚的，我们最爱的应该是我们的配偶。
If we feel loved by our spouse, then we feel secure and the world is bright and everything is wonderful.
如果我们觉得被我们配偶爱的话，我们会觉得这个世界是何等的美好。
But if we feel unloved by our spouse,
可是如果我们觉得配偶不爱我的话,
we feel insecure and the world gets darker.
我就觉得我不太安全，然后觉得这个世界变得灰暗了。
This is common knowledge.
这是一个普通的常识。
So I think we could say that love is power.
所以我们可以说爱就是力量。
But that's not only true in the natural realm.
这个不只是在这个自然的环境中是这个样子。
It's also true in the spiritual realm.
在属灵的领域上也是这样。
To the degree that we comprehend the magnitude of God's love for us,
如果我们能够了解神对我们爱的程度的话,
will it cultivate a love inside of us for the God of our redemption?
也可以更加培育我们在我们心里面了解神对我们的救赎的爱。
And that love for God,
我们这个对神的爱,
will produce an overwhelming power to defeat sin and live for His glory.
对神的那个爱可以让我们生命中产生出一种力量，可以去抵挡那个罪恶。
Because you always try to please the one that you love.
因为我们通常都很希望去取悦那个爱我们，我们想爱的人。
The Apostle Paul understands this.
使徒保罗知道这一点。
And so in this section of Ephesians that we're looking at this morning,
所以今天在以弗所书看的这第三章。
He stretches our minds to the limit of their understanding.
他帮我们的思想带到我们可以理解的程度最高的那一点。
To help us perceive the magnitude of the measure of God's care for us.
可以让我们帮助我们了解神对我们的爱是到何等样的程度。
Knowledge of such love grants more than comfort.
对这样子的认识不只是给我们安慰而已。
More than assurance.
不只是一个确据而已。
And even more than joy.
也不只是一个喜乐而已。
Knowledge of this magnitude is power.
我们对这个认识的程度产生的是一个力量。
And in these verses, Paul tells us how to access the spiritual power of this supreme love as he completes a prayer that he began in verse 1.
那在这个经节里面告诉我们怎么样得到这属灵的力量，就是从这个经文的三章第一节说借着祷告的方式去取得这个力量。
Now why does Paul pray this way for the church?
为什么保罗用这样子的方式为他的教会来祷告呢？
Because I think most of the time we don't pray this way for each other.
因为我们好像通常不是用这样的方式来彼此代祷的。
What is it about the church that concerns Paul so much that it generates this prayer?
为什么这件事情是如此重要？保罗对教会的看法是怎么样，会产生他用这样子的方式来祷告呢？
He prays this way because he knows how easily it is for Christians.
因为他知道用这样的方式对基督徒来说比较容易。
To drift into a kind of spiritual lifelessness.
就是基督徒有时候很容易会在这个属灵的事上会飘离了，变成一个没有生命的人。
Spiritual lethargy. Very easy for Christians to become, in the words of Revelation 3, lukewarm.
就好像在那个, 启示录上说的, 基督徒变成一个不冷不热的基督徒了。
It happens to Christians.
这对基督徒来说会发生。
It happens to entire churches.
在教会里面也会发生。
And in the Old Testament, it happened to the entire nation of Israel.
在旧约里也提到说, 在以色列民当中也这样发生。
And when that happens, what we need is something called revival.
当这个发生的时候, 我们需要的就是要一个复兴。
In Psalm 80,
诗篇第八十篇,
the psalmist says, revive us and we will call on your name.
就是说, 如果说你求你来复兴我, 然后我们呼求你的名,
the nation had become prayerless.
那个时候那些, 国度已经变成没有祷告的国度。
They lost the joy of their worship.
他们在敬拜的时候没有喜乐。
They forgot the reason for their existence to bear light to the nations around them.
他们忘记了他们是应该在明的当中成为一个做见证的人。
They needed revival. What is revival?
什么是复兴呢?
In the history of the church, the term revival has meant a sovereign work of God,
在复兴在圣经中提到是神他全能的工作,
in which an individual or a church,
不管是个人或者是全体的教会,
is lifted out of spiritual indifference and worldliness,
是从属灵中的不冷不热的状态当中提升出来,
and brought into deep conviction of sin,
对, 罪有更深的, 悔改,
earnest desires for more of Christ,
对神有更多的, 渴慕,
boldness in our witness,
在我们传福音的时候更加大胆地去传福音,
purity of life,
我们生命中是纯洁的,
and a renewed commitment to missions.
然后对, 宣教有重新的委身。
And there are a few places in the Bible that have had a reviving effect on me personally.
在圣经中也提到几个地方是对个人来说的生命的复兴。
Like this prayer in Ephesians chapter 3.
像这个地方, 以弗所书第三章所提到的。
I pray this for myself, for my family, and for this church all the time.
我常常用这个祷告为我自己,为我的家人,为我这个教会,常常用这个方式来祷告。
And my hope is that this will become part of your prayer lives.
我也希望今天的这个祷告也成为大家的祷告。
Now before we get into the content of his prayer, I just want you to notice Paul's posture as he prays.
我们在, 谈到这个经文之前, 我们先看看保罗用什么样的方式在祷告。
Because his posture tells us something about the significance of this prayer.
因为他在用这样的方式祷告也告诉我们他是用, 什么样一个特别的方法来做这个祷告。
Paul is kneeling before the Father in heaven, kneeling down.
保罗他是跪下来对天上的父来祷告。
Now, we don't notice that because many of us have spent time on our knees in prayer.
也许有时候大家不太注意,因为可能常常有时候我们也是, 跪下来祷告。
If you have children when they were small, you knelt with them beside their bed to pray, didn't you?
如果你有小朋友小的时候,你是不是常常, 也在床边这样跪下来跟他一起祷告呢?
Or maybe some of you grew up in a church the way I did, and there were kneelers in the pews.
或者是, 如果是你们去的教会像我长大的教会一样, 那个教会它是有那个跪的垫子, 跪板可以祷告。
So right in the middle of the service, we would all get down onto our knees.
所以那个时候我们在聚会一半的时候, 我会每个人都跪下来祷告。
I won't ask you to do that because it's a hard floor, it's not comfortable.
我不会要求你做这, 因为我们这个地板很硬啊。
Now, it's remarkable that Paul is on his knees.
这非常的特别, 就是保罗他是跪下来祷告。
Because the ordinary posture for Jews in prayer was to stand up, arms raised, rocking back and forth.
因为那个时候犹太人他们祷告是, 是站在那边, 手举起来, 是这样子前后摇晃的祷告。
They only knelt down on extraordinary occasions.
他们只有在非常特别的情况下, 他们才会跪下来祷告。
Or when they were overcome with great emotion.
或者是他们情绪非常激动的时候,
we see this in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus went down to his knees.
就在耶稣在克西马尼园那个时候, 他就是跪下来祷告。
So Paul kneels down because he's praying with great emotion and great intensity around some great themes.
那保罗用这样子的方式来祷告, 因为他有很激动, 然后是非常的深度的, 非常位阶重要的事情来祷告。
He's not praying for something mundane like a parking spot.
他不是要为一些很普通的事来祷告, 像要找个停车位。
Have you ever prayed for a parking spot?
你们有没有为停车位来祷告?
If you live in New York, you have prayed for parking.
我相信你们住在纽约的话, 你一定常常为停车位来祷告。
It's part of our daily bread type of prayer.
这个好像像我们每天的祷告一样。
But how often do you stop your car, get out, drop down to the sidewalk, and pray for a parking spot.
可是你们有多少时候会说真的把车停下来，然后开？开了车门，然后跪在那人行道上来祷告，为停车位祷告。
You pray while you're driving, Lord, I need a spot, I need a spot, I need a spot.
你可能是一边开一边祷告，说啊，主啊，主啊，我需要一个停车位。
Paul gets down onto his knees.
可是保罗是跪下来祷告。
Because he's praying for something that the church cannot live without.
因为他要祷告这件事情是，如果没有这个话，这个教会就不会存在了。
The church cannot survive without an answer to these prayers.
这个教会如果没有得到这样子的一个回应的话，这教会是不能够存在的。
I would suggest to you that this is probably the most important prayer we find in the New Testament.
我建议，我觉得这个可能是在新约当中最重要的一个祷告。
Now, it's not clear whether Paul prays for two things, three things, or five things.
我们不太确定保罗这边是为两件事、三件事，或者是五件事来祷告。
Every commentary you read will say different things about that.
那我们读的那个释经书也常常会有不同的解释。
I'll tell you right now, he's praying for two things.
我跟你说，他是为两件事来祷告。
If you think he's praying for four things, that's okay.
如果你认为他为四件事祷告也可以，没问题。
This is a two-point sermon.
可是这个今天是讲两点而已。
First of all, he prays for a divine expression of power.
他是为这个神圣的力量的表现。
See that in verses 16 and 17.
在那个16节和17节。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
Now, those of you who are really paying attention to your Bibles,
如果你们有在看圣经的话,
you notice that Paul has just referenced each person of the Trinity.
他这边是提到这个三位一体当中的每一个位格他都提到了。
He's mentioning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in that prayer.
他提到父、子还有圣灵，在这个祷告当中他都提到了。
Showing that the power for spiritual change and the renewal of our hearts
他就提到在属灵里的这个改变的力量
comes directly from God.
是直接从神来的。
Now there are so many programs and methodologies out there that promise to bring about spiritual growth.
在这个社会上常常很多方法论说将我们怎么样可以得到属灵的复兴。
I get these advertisements in the mail at the church all the time.
我在教会里常常收到这样子的广告文件。
And they're all pretty much the same.
几乎大同小异。
They say if you have the right methodology, good things will happen.
就是说，如果你有正确的方法，好的事情就会发生。
Giving will increase.
奉献会增多。
Sunday school attendance will triple.
主日学的人数会增加三倍。
Your church will grow numerically.
你的教会人数会大大增长。
Methods are okay.
方法是可以的。
We have methods in our ministry. We get that.
我们在我们的事工当中有的时候会用一些方法。
But Paul says it's not the methodology that brings any of this about.
可是保罗在里面提到说，不是这些方法是在我这边所提到的。
He says God revives the human heart with His own power.
他在这边提到是说，神在我们内心做这个复兴是用他的灵带出的力量。
And the way that we access that power is through prayer.
我们能够得到这个力量是透过祷告得到的。
And I want you to notice, first of all, the magnitude of the power that is available.
在这边提到这个属灵的力量的这个广度深度有多大。
Paul says, I pray that out of the Father's glorious riches, he may strengthen you.
他这边提到是说他在父里丰盛的荣耀可以给你力量。
Sometimes we hear about super rich people who are just overflowing with money.
我们有时候会听到一些亿万富翁他们的钱非常的多。
I'm a baseball fan.
我是一个棒球迷。
I'm a Mets fan.
我是大都会的棒球队的迷。
I'm a suffering Mets fan.
我是现在在受苦的棒球迷。
So I follow these kinds of things.
所以我对这些事情蛮了解的。
There is a player who just signed a contract worth $330 million for 13 years.
有一个球员他刚刚签了一个约是13年是3亿5000万。
It's about $30 million a year to play baseball.
差不多一年有3000万的收入。
It's an amazing amount of money.
这个是好多好多的钱。
And with those massive riches, you can change the fortunes of a small country that has been ravaged by natural disasters.
他们这些有钱的人甚至可以帮助一些小的国家受到自然灾害以后可能改变这些国家的程度。
I sometimes think about what we could do here at First Baptist if they just sent us a very tiny percentage of their wealth.
我有时候想说也许这些有钱人如果他只将他钱小一部分给我们法拉盛第一进信会我们这边可能
And then I quickly repent of those attitudes.
当然我有这个念头以后我马上说悔改我不应该有这个念头
But their riches are nothing compared to God's glorious riches.
可是他们的财富与属灵天上的财富丰盛来比是不足相比的
Bible says a lot about this.
在圣经中常常提到这个
Millions and millions of angels bow down before him.
在天上有成千百万的天使向神来下拜。
His throne in heaven burns with fire continually.
他的宝座是有火在那边燃烧的。
Living creatures bow down before him, declaring his infinite worth.
然后这些所有的活物都向神下拜，尊崇主。
God has inexhaustible resources at his disposal.
神有无所不尽，他数不尽的资源可以让他来使用。
And we could tap into those resources and bring them to bear in people's lives when we pray.
我们可以将这些资源带到人的生活当中，如果我们透过祷告的方式，可以就把这个资源带给我们身边的人。
So Paul prays here, God, I'm bringing you these people that I love.
所以保罗就说主啊我为这些人来祷告
And I'm asking that out of your glorious riches
我求你你这个丰盛的荣耀
You will strengthen them with divine power in their inner being
借着你的灵让他们心里的力量刚强起来
I think it's safe to say that's a little different than the way we pray for each other
这个好像跟我们平常的祷告是不太一样的
You know, when we find out that somebody has a spiritual need, I think we tend to pray more like this.
我们有时候发觉有些人属灵的需要的时候，我们常常祷告是像。
And if your name matches any of the names I'm about to mention, it is pure coincidence.
如果我下面提到的名字跟你的名字刚好是一样，那只是巧合。
Nobody called me up and said, "Can you please talk about so and so?"
没有人跟我讲说你跟我讲要跟谁祷告。
So we pray like this: God, I pray that Matthew stops drinking.
我就可能会说跟神祷告说神啊求你帮助马修不要再喝酒不要酗酒
God, I pray that Mary stops putting her career ahead of her faith in Christ
然后也为玛利亚祷告希望她不要将她的工作放在她的神的面前信心面前
Father, I pray that my son will break up with his unsaved girlfriend
或者是跟神祷告说希望我的儿子跟那个不信主的女朋友分开
But that's not how Paul prays.
可是这不是保罗这样子的祷告。
Even though stuff like that was happening in the early church.
虽然那样祷告在早期的教会是那样子的。
Paul prays for an outpouring of power in the inner being.
保罗祷告是说让这个丰盛的能力可以进到我们内心来。
Because life works from the inside out.
因为我们的生命是从内向外的。
When the inner man or woman grows strong, the outer man begins to change.
我们内心如果强大的话，我们的外面也会得到改变。
Here in the church, we preach about many different things.
在教会里，我们常常会讲论到一些不同的事。
Sometimes we preach on giving, but the giving doesn't change.
我们常常会为奉献的事情来祷告，可是奉献金额好像也没改变。
And we preach about evangelism, but most Christians don't share their faith.
可是我们也才提到传福音，可是大多数人好像也不怎么去传福音。
We preach about serving Christ, but many people don't serve Christ.
我们说要去服侍主，可是好像大多数的人也不去服侍。
God's word is so clear about that.
在这个圣经里面很清楚的讲到。
So why doesn't it happen?
很清楚，那为什么我们讲的都没有去做呢
？Until the inner person grows strong, the outer person will not change.
除非我们内心改变变强大，不然你外在是不会改变的。
Let me just speak as a parent. I have 5 kids.
我用一个父亲的角色来讲，我5个小孩。
A lot of times, as parents, we tell our kids different things because we want them to have a strong faith in Christ.
我们做父母的常常有时候跟小孩讲一些事情，是希望他们在主里面能够有强壮的生命。
And we tell our kids, "Don't go here."
我们跟小孩子说不要去那里。
Stop doing this.
不要做这个。
Stop dating that person.
不要跟那人约会。
Start spending more time in church.
要在教会多花点时间。
You need to get to Sunday school.
你要去主日学。
Because we believe it will give them a heart for God.
因为我们相信这样做就让他们有一个对神有一个更愿意的心。
Those are all biblical suggestions.
这个都是圣经上的介绍建议。
I use them on my own kids.
我用这个方法也对我自己的孩子这样做。
But here's what the Bible says.
可是圣经上是如此说。
When it comes to spiritual renewal and having a heart for God,
当我在属灵里面有一个复兴，当我对神有一个渴望的心的时候
，Paul drops to his knees and he prays.
保罗他是跪下来祷告。
Because he understands that systems and structures and programs will not give our children a heart for God.
因为他知道光是用系统一些方法论是不能够帮助我们的孩子对神有那样渴慕的心。
They need an influx of divine power, otherwise they'll come to church and they'll leave unchanged.
他们需要那个属灵的力量进入他的心里面，不然的话以后他还是会离开的。
Happens to a lot of us, doesn't it?
在我们当中发生很多这样子的事，不是吗
？We come to church, we hear sermons, we sing songs, we go home. We're no different.
我们来到教会，我们唱诗歌，我们听讲道，然后我们回家，好像没有改变。
Something's missing.
在这个过程当中缺了一点什么
？Notice the agent of this power.
在这个里面一个媒体，一个媒体。
He says through his spirit.
是要透过那个灵的力量。
The Holy Spirit works in the inner man, the inner woman.
是要借那个灵的力量在这个人的里面来做改变。
That's his territory, the inside.
这是他的领域，在这个里面来做改变。
And he works on the inside in response to prayer.
他在借着这个里面的改变，然后可以对这个祷告有回应。
And so when we pray like this, the Holy Spirit will begin to give us a hatred for sin.
所以当我们有这样做的时候，那个圣灵就会让我们里面对罪恶的事情有更多的恨恶
and a heart for the things of God.
然后就有更多的心是愿意为神的
and so all of a sudden people begin to change in response to the prayer, not necessarily the structures that we're imposing on them.
然后人就会对这个事情会有内心会有改变，而不是透过方法论去做到。
Holy Spirit is powerful.
圣灵是非常有能力的。
I don't know if Baptists really appreciate how powerful the Holy Spirit is.
我不知道是不是浸信会的信徒是不是能够了解到圣灵的能力有多大。
Sometimes we tend to tame the Holy Spirit.
我们有时候好像要把那个圣灵把它约束起来。
We don't want to become too Pentecostal or anything.
我们不想变得太灵恩派。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, the writer calls us to resist the sin that easily besets us.
在那个希伯来书十二章第一节，他说要我们放下那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And the word resist means to throw it off.
就是要去放下，就是把那些丢掉。
Do you know what besetting sin is?
你知道什么是缠累我们的罪吗？
Besetting sin is sin that actually still controls us.Even after we come to Christ.
就是那些虽然我们信了主以后，那些罪还是控制着我们的力量。
How do we escape these pockets of sin?
我们怎么样去脱离那些就有的时候会犯罪的那些念头？
These behaviors or these attitudes.
或者是我们的行为或我们的态度。
That we have such a great struggle with.
我们常常会有很大的挣扎。
One of my closest friends for many years, had a problem with smoking.
我有一个朋友，一个好友，他有问题，就是没办法戒烟。
And when he came to Christ, he couldn't stop.
哦，他那个信主以后，他还是没办法戒烟。
He was so ashamed of it. He just wanted to stop, but he couldn't stop.
他非常的引以为耻，可是他怎么样试都没有办法戒烟。
There are sins like that that absolutely control us.
那样子的罪就是将我们被控制住了。
And we sometimes think that we're never going to throw it off until we get to heaven.
我们常常说啊，我这个没有办法改变，可能只要到见到主为止才能够脱下这个罪。
But that's not what Paul says.
可是这里不是保罗这样讲的。
Paul says that if the desire not to sin is very honest and heartfelt,
保罗说，如果说你这样子不要去犯罪的心念是这样子的大的话，
that we'll be able to throw off any sin that besets us.
那我们可以脱掉所有那个缠累我们的罪。
When we ask God to strengthen us with power,
我们求神给我们这样的力量。
You want to know why we continue to sin?
你知道为什么我们还是不停的在犯罪吗？
It's because either we have a heartfelt desire to continue to sin, Or we have a desire to escape from it, but our desire vacillates.
或者是我们是不想去犯罪, 可是那个不想犯罪的心有的时候就是上上下下的。
Let me just give you an example of how that works.
那我就跟你讲一下那个情况是怎么样。
It's very easy to go on a diet after you attend a banquet where you put on 5 pounds.
我们常常说, 很容易说我要节食, 如果你是吃了一顿大餐以后增加了5磅。
It's very easy to go on a diet on January 1st.
那也很容易在新年大年初一就说, 我要节食。
When you suddenly realize that your clothes no longer fit well.
因为那个时候你突然发觉, 你的衣服穿不上了。
And you resolve to lose 10 pounds.
然后你就说下定心意, 我要减10磅。
And you're going strong for 2 or 3 days.
然后呢, 你很认真地去做, 2-3天的时间。
But isn't it hard to stay on that diet?
可是那种吃那种餐, 减肥餐真的很困难, 不是吗?
Especially after you haven't eaten all day, isn't it hard?
如果说你一整天没有吃的话, 不是很困难吗?
The same thing is true in our relationship with God.
这个也是同样跟我们跟神的关系也像这样子。
And we need to face the fact that Christians do precisely what they love to do.
我们要知道基督徒是做他就是很想要做的事。
Why do we sin?
为什么我们会犯罪?
Because we love our sin.
因为我们爱这些罪。
If we hated our sin, we probably wouldn't do it as much.
如果我们真的恨恶这些罪的话, 我们大概不会这样去做。
We always try to get our kids to like vegetables.
我们常常希望小孩可以多吃点蔬菜。
And no matter how many times we put vegetables on their plate and told them that it was good for them, they wouldn't eat them.
不管说跟那小孩说, 啊, 这个蔬菜多好, 给他们这个食物, 他们还是不吃。
I would find Brussels sprouts wrapped in napkins hidden under the couch all the time.
我会发现小的时候把一些食物看到那个沙发里有些小孩把那些不要吃的食物塞在那个角落里。
It's very hard to make someone do something that they hate to do.
这个很难让一个人去做一个他很恨恶的事。
So when we pray, we need to ask God not only to break the power of these sins in our lives.
所以我们跟神祷告不只是说要求将神将 那个让我们犯罪力量被破除,
but also to give us the desire to want to be transformed.
而是给我们更加一个渴望, 希望我们能够,
And if we pray that way continually, what can we expect to happen?
然后我们就渴望说, well,
you come to passages like Colossians chapter 3.
像哥罗西书第三章,
You familiar with that chapter, Colossians chapter 3?
大家对哥罗西书第三,
We're not going to read it. We're not going to read it.
我们不用去念。
But it's the passage where Paul says, I want you to put off these things, and I want you to put on these other things.
他这个保罗就说到说, 我希望你将这些事情放下, 然后去将一些事情, put, 穿上来。
Sorry, hon. Put off sexual immorality.
将那些淫乱的事放下。
Put off greed and anger and rage and slander and filthy language and lying.
污秽邪情, 恶欲贪婪, 毁恼怒这些不好的事放下。
And put on compassion, kindness, humility, patience, forgiveness.
将好的事放上, 像怜悯, 恩慈, 忍耐, 爱心, 等等。
And this putting off and this putting on is precisely the outcome of the first prayer request.
将这些事情放下, 还有将这些事情穿上, 这个就是在这里提到属灵的力量, 祷告带出的力量的结果。
One of Satan's most effective lies is that we are what we are and we cannot change.
撒旦一个很有效的一个谎言就是说, 啊, 我们这人就是这样, 我没办法改变的。
And so once you believe that you cannot change in a certain area, you stop trying.
所以当我们相信了这个谎言以后, 我们常常就停止了, 就不去做改变了。
And you just grow very comfortable with the behavior and the attitudes and the sins. It's just part of you now.
然后我们就继续重复这样子的行为, 这种态度, 就变成我们生命的一部分。
The Bible says that if we ask God to strengthen us in the inner man, 2 things will happen.
可是在这边提到, 跟神说, 如果跟神祷告, 将我们心里的人改变,
we're going to be able to put away these sins. We can do it. We really can do it.
我们可以将这些罪恶的事情放下。
And as the sins are pushed out, something else happens to us.
当这些罪恶的事被弃绝的时候, 好的事情就会来了。
Jesus is increasingly formed inside of us.
基督就在我们里面慢慢的成型。
Look at verse 17.
在17节,
He says, so that,
所以,
this is an outcome, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
所以, 基督可以住在你的心里。
You say, I thought that Jesus already lived in me when I came to faith in Christ.
我们不是以为说当我们信主以后基督就已经在我们心里了吗？
That's true.
那是对的。
But that's not what Paul is referring to.
可是这边提的保罗提的有点不一样。
Think of it this way.
我们这样想。
In 1995, my wife and I scraped together enough resources to buy our first house.
1995年，我和我太太将我们所有的积蓄买了第一栋房子。
We kicked in a little bit of money, and my mom kicked in all the rest.
我们放进了一些钱，然后我妈妈帮助我们很多。
And we bought this three-bedroom colonial here in Queens.
我买了这个三个卧房在皇后区的一个平房。
And that house needed a lot of work, but we moved right in.
这个房子还需要很多装修，可是我们那时候就立刻搬进去了。
Today, when people buy a house like that,
今天如果大家买房子的话，
they move into a hotel for 6 months and they rebuild the house.
他们可能先住到旅馆6个月，然后同时呢把这个房子重新装修、建造。
We didn't have any more money.
我们那时候没有这些钱。
So we moved right in.
所以我们立刻搬进去。
Every room was covered with wallpaper that was about 30 years old.
每一个房间的那个壁纸大概都30年的旧。
Behind it, you could see the walls are just crumbling. The wallpaper was holding up the walls.
那个墙呢都已经这样碎裂了，就变成是壁纸去防止那个墙倒下。
The roof leaked, the tub leaked, the pipes leaked, everything leaked.
所以每一个东西都漏，屋顶漏，浴缸漏，然后水管也漏。
The kitchen was designed for the convenience of the plumber, not the cook.
那个厨房的设计是让水管工人比较方便，而不是帮助烧饭的人。
Backyard looked like a horror movie, just covered with weeds and bushes and trees. Very scary place. Very scary place.
后院是杂草丛生，很可怕。
But still, it was our first home, and we were grateful.
可是那是我们第一个房子，我们非常的感恩。
My wife was more grateful than me, but we were both grateful.
我太太可能更感恩一点，可是我们都很感激。
And here's what happened over time.
可是慢慢的。
That wallpaper came down.
那个壁纸拿下来了。
New walls went up.
我们将新的墙壁敷好了。
The kitchen was remodeled twice.
然后我们的厨房也整修过两次。
Closets were added to the house.
然后一些衣橱也放进去了。
Roof was replaced.
屋顶也重新装翻修。
Backyard was beautified.
然后我们的后院给它美化了。
I even built a shed.
我自己还装了一个工具的屋。
New floors were put down.
然后我们的地板重新装过。
And in the course of many years, 5 beautiful children eventually filled every room.
然后很多年之后，五位很可爱的孩子就充满我们这个房子里的每个房间。
And when I say fill, I mean fill. Have you ever seen my kids? How tall and
我说充满，你真的是充满。你看我孩子都是很高大的。
When Jesus takes up residence within us,
当耶稣住到我们心里面的时候，
He finds the spiritual equivalent of my house in 1995.
就是像我刚才比喻的1995年我的房子的情况一样。
And then he sets himself to the task of turning my life into his home.
他耶稣所做的事就是要将我的生命改变成为他的居所。
And so Paul's first request is nothing less than a prayer that Christ might be increasingly formed in us.
所以保罗这边的第一个祷告，他就是说希望主在我们里面慢慢的成型。
That Christ might be the center of our lives.
让耶稣基督成为我们心中的重心。
Because as Christ grows inside of us, he pushes sin away from us.
因为耶稣在我们心中成长的时候，就将那些罪恶除去。
And as we push sin away from us, Christ is formed inside of us.
当这些罪恶被除去的时候，基督就在我们心中成型了。
And I think the outcome of this prayer is the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi.
然后最后的这个结果就像 Saint Francis 的祷告。
His famous prayer goes like this.
他的很有名的一个祷告是这样子。
Christ with me.
主与我同在。
Christ before me.
主在我前面。
Christ behind me.
基督在我后面。
Christ in me.
基督在我里面。
Christ beneath me.
基督在我下面。
Christ above me.
基督在我上面。
Christ to the right of me.
基督在我右边。
Christ to the left of me.
基督在我左边。
Christ where I lie down.
基督在我躺卧的地方。
Christ where I sit.
基督在我坐的地方。
Christ where I rise.
基督在我站立的地方。
That becomes our prayer when this prayer begins to be answered.
那就会成我们的祷告，当我们这样子的祷告得到应允的时候。
That's the first request.
这是保罗的第一个请求。
Second request is for a second outpouring of power.
第二个请求就是说他请求第二个属灵的力量。
And in the second part, he prays that we might have the power to grasp the measure of the magnitude of Christ's love for us.
他就是希望这些人能够了解耶稣对我们的爱是多么的深。
Do you believe that God loves you?
你相信神爱你吗？耶稣基督爱你吗？
Do you believe God loves you?
你知道神爱你吗？
Raise your hand if you believe God loves you.
如果你相信神爱你，举手。
Do you believe that He really loves you?
你相信他真的爱你吗？
Immensely loves you.
非常非常的爱你。
Paul begins his prayer in verse 17 by reminding us, first of all, of our position as believers.
他在这边提到在第十七节的时候提到我们的地位。
Says, I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
他这边希望是你有根有基的，在爱心上是有根有基的。
Rooted and established, those are just metaphors.
有根和有基，这是一个比喻的说法。
They emphasize deep roots and a strong foundation.
就是说有很深的根。有根或者是很深的基础，有基。
They speak of being grounded and secure and unmovable.
就是我们在这个根基非常深，非常的稳重，是没有办法被除去的。
Where are we grounded?
我们在什么样的基础上是有根有基呢？
He says, in love, in God's love.
在神的爱里面。
He says, this love is not above us somewhere in heaven.
这个爱不是说远远在天上。
It's not ahead of us in time that we have to somehow catch up to it.
也不是说那爱在离我们很远很远的地方。
It doesn't fluctuate or vacillate the way we do.
也不是说这个爱会摇摆不定的。
God doesn't love you more when you share your faith and less when you don't read your Bible.
也不是说你去传福音多一点，神就爱你多一点，或者你忘记读圣经，神就爱你少一点。
If you're a Christian, His love for you is constant and it is immense.
如果说你是基督徒的话，神对你的爱是稳定的、长久的，是非常的广大的。
And you are standing on that love at this very moment.
你就是在这个爱里面。
You are as secure in God's love as the saints who are now in heaven.
你得到的这个爱就像那个时候的圣徒一样。
And what Paul is saying here,
保罗在这边这样说，
is that the power for spiritual change,
就是在属灵的改变的力量，
is directly proportional to having this assurance,
就是对我们有这样子的一个确信，
that we are loved as much as and in the same way as the saints who are now in heaven who have been perfected.
就是我们得到这样子的爱，就是像那个时候已经去天上那些圣徒一样，得到同样的爱。
Even when we stumble and fall.
虽然我们是跌倒。
What is it that enables us to face up to our sin against God?
我们怎么样能够去面对神，当我们在犯罪的时候。
What enables us to continue to draw near to God even when we stumble and fall for the 10,000th time?
我们怎么样在我们摔倒这么多次犯罪之后还可以去面对神呢？
What is it that enables us to keep coming back to Christ when we feel so ashamed of what we've done?
我们怎么样还是能够不断地回到神的面前，虽然我们很羞耻于我们所做的事呢？
It's knowing that when we go back to the throne of God after we have sinned that we are safe.
那是因为我们知道我们在神里面是得到安全的，虽然我们是跌倒，可是在主里面他给我们安全。
Without that assurance we would simply drift away from God.
如果没有这样子的确据的话，我们可能慢慢慢慢就会疏远了。
And we would sink deeper and deeper into sin.
我们会越陷越深在这个罪里面。
One of Satan's most destructive lies
撒旦一个最可怕的一个谎言
is that our sin has separated us from the love of God.
就是说我们的罪将我们与神的爱隔绝。
He tells us that over and over again.
这个撒旦一再这样跟我们讲。
Because he knows that once we lose the assurance of God's love,
因为他知道如果我们失掉了这样子的确信，
we're finished.
我们就完蛋了。
So power over sin rises with deep assurance of the security we have on the foundation of God's love.
所以呢，我们能够在神的里面有这样子的确信，是因为我们知道在神里面有这样子的爱，有这样子的确信。
So it's vital that we grasp the love of God for us.
所以我们怎么样去被这样子的爱所抓着呢？
But we need help with that.
我们需要帮助。
That's why Paul says.
所以这边保罗这样说。
I pray that you will have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep. He doesn't just write it and say he loves you. He prays that you'll be gripped by this love.
他不只是这样祷告说，希望你能够被这样子爱所得着。
So, what are these dimensions of Christ's love?
所以， 基督的爱是他的那个测量度是什么呢？
Why does he say how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ?
他是怎么来说这个长阔高深这个神的爱呢？
Since the image of the church was in Paul's mind before he prays this prayer, he's probably thinking about the church.
因为在保罗在写这个祷告的时候，他之前已经想到一个教会的一个形象，所以我相信他写的时候也就根据那个教会的形象来写。
And he just described in this chapter, the church as a temple built of persons from every nation, race, color, and language.
他也提到说，这个教会的成立是从各族各方不同的人民所造成的。
Showing us that Christ's love is as wide as the whole world.
所以就是说，这个教会神的爱是如此的宽广，像全世界那样宽。
He says that the divine love that designed the church originated in eternity past and continues into the future.
也提到神的这样子的爱是从永恒的过去到未来。是这样子的愿。
Showing us that Christ's love is as long as eternity.
就像这个永恒一样这样子的愿。
He says the church is a temple of living stones rising up to heaven where the angels even gaze at it in wonder.
就是像基督是那个活石然后上到天上这样子的高。
Christ's love is as high as heaven.
那个神的爱是如此高高到天上。
And his love reaches past the depths of our hell deserving sin.
然后神的爱也是能够穿透到地狱下面可以将我们这些罪人拯救出来的
but even with that beautiful description
虽然有这样子很美好的描述
he tells us that the love of Christ is beyond human knowing
可是他还是说神的爱是完全超过我们人可以想象的
as much as we know here we're not even scratching the surface
我们这边也许所描述的还不能够描述到那个千万分之一神的爱的程度。
Paul acknowledges that even his expansive expression of God's love is too limited.
他也承认说，他就用这样子的方式去表达，还是没有办法将神无尽的爱表达出来。
He says the love of God is greater than what I just said.
他就说，神的爱是超过我刚才跟你们讲的这些。
It's higher than heaven.
还要超比神比天强还要高。
It's deeper than hell.
比那个地狱还要深。
It's more inclusive than our finite minds could ever comprehend.
是超过我们有限的人类的思想可以想象的。
Now our tendency is to measure God's love by what we know from our experience.
我们常常有一个趋向，就是说用我们所得到的经验去衡量神对我们的爱。
So we add to it according to our blessings.
所以我们常常就多加一点，觉得神对我们爱多点，因为我们得到一些祝福。
And then we subtract from it according to our difficulties.
如果我们的困难多点，我们可能就觉得神爱对我们少一点。
You hear Christians talk like this all the time.
你知道基督徒有时候常常这样讲。
Oh, they get a great job. They say, Oh, God bless.Me, God loves me. Great job. I love my job.
就是我得到一个好棒的工作，说啊，太棒了，神爱我，神爱我，谢谢神。
What an amazing wife! God gave me such an amazing wife. He loves me so much to give me this woman.
我得到一个很好的那个太太，我就说啊，太感谢神，神实在是爱我，给我这一个美好的妇人。
And then when their first child is born, that beautiful, healthy child, God loves us so much. He's blessed us with this beautiful child.
然后当他们第一个孩子出生的时候，他们说啊，神是太祝福我了，给我这个美好的孩子。
But then we lose our job.
可是当我们失掉我们的工作的时候
and our marriage turns sour.
我们的婚姻出了问题的时候
and we have a child that's born with Down syndrome.
我的孩子出生是有唐氏症的话
and when things like that begin to happen,
然后那种事情有时候是会发生
sometimes we begin to question God's love.
然后我们就开始怀疑神的爱
and sometimes we wonder what we've done to forfeit God's love and to make him treat us that way.
我们有时候会怀疑说我们到底做了什么事让神将他的爱隔绝呢
This is human nature.
这是我们人的本性
God's love surpasses knowledge.
神的爱是超越知识的
It surpasses our experiences.
超越我们的经验
Paul is saying here, we don't measure God's love on the basis of the circumstances we know.
保罗跟我们说我们去测量神的爱不是根据我们现在处境来衡量
but on the character of God revealed in the cross of Christ
而是根据神耶稣的人格他在神格他为在我们在基督的十字架上受死所显示出来的爱
but knowing about this love and being gripped by this love two very different things
知道这样子的爱或是被这样子爱深深的抓住是两件不同的事
so you could know it
你可以知道这个爱
You could lead a Bible study on this right now.
也许你就甚至可以查经，讲这个爱。
And you could get the class to fill in the little blanks. Christ's love is how long, how wide, how deep?
你可能还可以把一个问卷填充题都回答得很好，神的爱是怎么样怎么样。
And they'll fill in the blanks and they'll say, I understand this.
然后就说，哦，你看我都填得很对，我都很了解神的爱。
But they're not transformed by it.
可是这个爱没有在我们生命当中改变出来。
And so here's Paul on his face crying out to God for the church.
所以呢，保罗在这边为这些教会的人在神面前呼求。
And his prayer is that God, may they have power to comprehend how great is your love.
他为这些人来祷告，希望这些人可以真正的了解神的爱是何等的伟大。
And why does he pray that way?
他为什么这样祷告呢？
Because when the magnitude of that love grips their heart,
因为当这样子的深度的祷告
become,
了解这个爱进入到这人心里的话
it will become an incentive to purity
它就会成为它、成为、纯洁的起源
an antidote to discouragement、
让它成为、主上的解药
and a motivation to deny themselves
然后呢他们会弃绝他们自己
and sell everything and follow Jesus
然后变卖所有的去追随耶稣
Parents, if you want your children to love Jesus
父母们，如果你希望你的孩子去爱主的话
，It's not going to happen just because you put them into a Christian school.
不太可能发生，只是因为你把他送到基督教学校去念书而已。
I've known parents, they believe that. I just got to get my kid into a Christian school. I don't have the money for it. I can't afford it. But they have to go to a Christian school because that's how they're going to love Jesus.
因为我认识有些父母就这样想，虽然没钱说，可是我一定要把小孩送到基督教学校，因为这样子的话，这些孩子才会认识主。
If you want your kids to love Jesus, it's not by not letting them out into the world.
你希望孩子认识主，不是说不让他们去接触到外面的世界。
It's not going to happen just because you give them four accountability partners.
也不是说给他们四个属灵的同伴。
It's not going to happen just because you force them to go to Sunday school. Now I'm in favor of children going to Sunday school.
也不是说强迫他们去那个儿童主日学。
But sometimes as parents we think that if we just get our kids into that school and that class and away from those people and surround them with these people, they're going to love Jesus.
他们这些父母常会以为说把小孩送到这个学校、去念这个班然后跟这些人远离然后这些小孩就会、信主。
And then we wonder why when they turn 18 so many of them leave the church and even leave the faith.
所以就很多时候小孩到18岁以后他们就放弃了他们的信仰。
I've seen this countless times, trust me, countless times.
我见过太多这样子的事情了。
You and I can only make our kids love Jesus or help them to love Jesus.
我们唯一能够帮助孩子能够更爱耶稣基督的方法是
on our knees.
是跪下来祷告。
We have to pray and pray and pray that they will have the power to grasp the magnitude of God's love.
只有借着祷告，不停的祷告，希望这些孩子有一天能够了解到神的爱是如此的长阔高深。
Because only then will it increase their love for the things of God.
只有这样子的方式，这些孩子才会增加他们对神的爱。
And drive out a love for the things of this world.
然后呢，将他们将这个世上的事脱离。
And then when you say to them they should avoid these people and avoid these circumstances and not date these people, they're going to get it because the love of God has filled their hearts.
因为那个时候呢，你就不用说把他带出这个人，带出那个环境，而是就会发生，是因为当神的爱在他们里面的时候，这些事会自然成就。
And what is the final result of these prayers?
在这个祷告的最后的结果是什么呢
？It's right there in verse 19. To be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
在第十九节说是叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
I don't know what that means.
我也不知道这是什么意思。
Filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
是要叫那一切所充满的充满了你们。
I don't fully understand it, but that's what I want.
我不是完全了解，可是这就是我想要的。
I don't know what your goal in life is.
我不知道你生命中的目标是什么。
I'm going to tell you about myself.
我跟你讲我自己的。
My goal is not to be a great pastor.
我的目标不是要成为一个伟大的牧师。
It's not to be a great preacher.
或是成为一个伟大的宣教师。
It's not to be a great father or a great husband.
也不是成为一个很棒的父亲或者是很棒的一个丈夫。
My goal in life is very simple.
我的目标很简单。
That I would be filled with the fullness of God.
而是叫这个神一切所充满的充满在我里面。
Here's what I think that means.
我跟他分享一下我可能了解的是这样。
It means that I will have a supernatural joy in every situation, good or bad.
就是我可能会 充满了那个超自然的喜悦, 不管在任何的环境当中。
It means that I would be able to live courageously however scary life becomes.
就是我在面对这个可怕的这个世界, 我还是很有勇气地活下去。
It means that I would have the power to deny myself and follow Jesus every day even when it's hard.
就是我能够弃绝我自己, 然后每一天都能够跟随主的脚步行, 不管这是多么的困难。
Basically, I want people to look at me and say, this is not a normal human being.
我基本上希望人家看到我说, 诶, 这个人不是一个普通的正常人呢。
I want to be filled with Jesus.
我希望我内心是被基督所充满。
That's what I want for myself.
这是我希望我可以得到的。
That's what I want for my children and for my wife.
我也希望我的孩子，我的太太都可以得着。
And that's really what I want for all of you.
我也希望在座每一位都可以得着。
I don't want the church to grow to be 10,000 people.
我不希望我的教会只是成长成有一万人的。
If those 10,000 people are not full of Jesus, what's the point?
如果这一万人里面心里没有基督的爱在里面，又有什么用呢？
More than I want the church to grow in number, I want you to grow in your love for Jesus.
我不是在人数上增长, 而是希望说我们对神的爱可以增长。
And that's the outcome of this prayer.
这个就是这个祷告的结果。
When is the last time you prayed like this for someone?
你们上一次用这样子的祷告是什么时候?
You see, this prayer represents God's will for our lives.
你知道这个祷告就是讲到神在我们生命当中的心愿是要这样子的。
And when we pray according to God's will, the Bible says He hears us and gives us what we ask for.
在这边是提到说神在我们心中的旨意是这样，神会应允我们所要求的。
So here's the application.
所以这边的应用是。
I want to ask you to make a commitment, a prayer commitment just for this week.
我希望大家能够做一个允诺，就是这一个礼拜。
I want to challenge you to pray this exact prayer for yourself.
我希望大家为用这样同样的祷告为你自己来祷告。
For your spouse if you're married.
如果你是已婚的，为你的配偶来祷告。
Or your fiance if you're engaged.
如果是你有未婚夫妻的话，也为他们来祷告。
For your children if you have them and for this church.
如果是有孩子的，为孩子来祷告，然后为这个教会来祷告。
Will you join me in praying this way?
能不能够大家与我用这样子的方式来祷告？
Now some of you are probably thinking inside.
有些人也许在想,
Will it make any difference?
这会有什么改变吗?
Paul anticipates our skepticism when it comes to prayer.
保罗知道我们就是有常常有这样子的疑惑。
And so he says in verse 20,
所以他在20节说,
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
超过我们所求所想的。
It would be so exciting to see what God does in us, in our families, and in our church if we're all together praying this kind of a prayer.
这个会是何等的奇妙，如果我们教会的每一位都能够用这样子的方式来祷告，看神会带给我们怎么样的结果。
May God bless you.
神祝福大家。